gentlemen, from Gracia. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 25th of April, 2024. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Thursday, the 18th, opposition parties and people took to the streets accusing Russian-Georgian oligarch Bidzina Ivanishvili of jeopardizing the country's European aspirations. Opposition unified under six political banners, including Ahali, Girchi More Freedom, DROA, the United National Movement, or NATSEBI, Lelo for Georgia, and Strategy Builder. Protests, people said that Ivanishvili's parliamentary faction is aggressive and that he uses police brutality to push them down. They said this isn't just happening now, but it's how he has always acted. This was precipitated by the Russian law that the Georgian Dream or Otsneba brought up. The opposition says it breaks Georgia's constitution, goes against what people want to join the EU and NATO. Even though the law got through the first round, the opposition isn't backing down. They're gearing up to battle it out. When it comes again, they're really making their point with a simple slogan shouted over and over, yes to Europe, no to the Russian law, no to the Russian government. While on the topic of Ivanishvili, who is where he is because of money he ended up getting in Russia, on Thursday the 18th, the conversation in Georgia shifted to financial transparency and potential conflicts of interest involving him, or the Russian oligarch, as he's now being called. Transparency International has raised alarms over recent tax code amendments that seem tailor-made for Ivanishvili's benefit. These changes, happening at the same time as a foreign agent's or Russian law, are thought to help move Ivanishvili's offshore money back to Georgia in such a way that he won't have to pay a lot of taxes on it. These amendments could potentially open the doors wider for capital of dubious origin, including from other Russian oligarchs, increasing risk of corruption and tax evasion. Even though the changes are supposed to boost investment transparency, critics argue that actually they serve the elite, allowing the import of luxury items like, you guessed her, Chester, art, under the guise of business assets. Ivanishvili has laundered and transported a great deal of his cash as art. On Friday the 19th, Tbilisi witnessed even more heated protests against the Russian law. Crowds of demonstrators led by the student movement Dafion took to Rustaveli Avenue, blocking the road in front of the parliament building. They chanted no to the Russian regime, long live the European Union, and long live Georgia. They announced plans to march all the way to the House of Justice. Protesters seem really set on keeping it up until the ruling party, the Georgian Dream or Otsneba, withdraws the draft law. Just after a wave of protests on Monday the 22nd, Mamuka Mdinaradze, leader of the parliamentary majority for Otsneba, announced a major rally on Sunday the 29th in support of the government's political course. This event, which will take place in front of parliament, aims to show support for transparency, nationalism, and the controversial ban on what they deem LGBT propaganda. Mdinaradze is calling the public to support, quote, the correct Georgian strong national course, end quote. Speaking of Otsneba taking a strong anti-LGBTQ stance, on Monday the 22nd, Kutaisi was buzzing due to what they said started looking over some changes to the law that would deal with the LGBT propaganda. As Otsneba called it, Shalva Papuashvili, head of parliament, and other lawmakers were pushing this. They're going to talk about it more in places like Umbralauri, Ozurgeti, Batumi, Zugdidi, and Mestia soon. Papuashvili says they want to keep family values strong, especially with what they say, quote, with all the different ideas coming from around the world, end quote. Meaning, don't tell the Quintos, but gayness is a foreign import. These changes aim to make sure that the laws about marriage can't apply to gay couples. Many people, particularly those who understand the world and know the history of Georgia, are quite upset, calling it a step back for freedom and a step back for respect for people's rights. On Sunday the 21st, there was a bomb threat in Tbilisi in 20 different educational institutions and shopping centers that was spread via Telegram. State Security Service jumped into action very, very quickly, searching all the threatened locations through the night to ensure they were safe. Fortunately, no explosives were found. Still, fear is enough for many parents to decide to keep their kids home the next day. Telegram channels responsible for fretting these threats has been shut down very quickly. In the middle of all this mess, there are some rumors going around saying that Otsneba might have set up these threats in order to create chaos, but more specifically, to keep young people from going to the protests that support Georgia's move towards Europe. Even with all the rumors, lots of people, young and old, still showed up to the protests. On Monday the 22nd, Prime Minister Irakli Kobakhidze, with his famous haircut, had important talks with representatives from various countries at the UN headquarters. Talks focused on strengthening teamwork between Georgia and the UN, especially about the tense situation in Georgia's occupied territories. This shows Georgia's dedication to coordination with the United Nations and Otsuneba's desperation to change the topic away from the Russian law and Otsuneba leading Georgia into becoming once again a colony of Russia. On the same day, Georgia's public defender took a significant step by reaching out to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights, OSCE ODIHR, for an evaluation of the draft law proposing the abolition of gender quotas. This law, which sped through all three parliamentary readings by the 4th of April after its introduction on the 1st of April, faced strong opposition from the public defender, and on the 17th, the president vetoed it. Venice Commission and the OSCE ODIHR are now involved and will publish a report with their conclusions. Until then, the public defender has argued Parliament to halt further discussion about the bill, emphasizing the importance of aligning legislative decisions with international human rights standards. Public defender's request for an external review underscores the deep ongoing tension in Georgian politics regarding gender equality and legislative practices. On Monday the 22nd, tensions escalated near the village of Dirbi in Kareli municipality, where Russian occupation forces illegally arrested two Georgian citizens. State Security Service of Georgia launched a hotline with the EU monitoring mission and let the leaders of the Geneva International Talks and other global partners know what happened. Right now, they're working to get the two Georgians released. On Wednesday, the 24th, Lazare Grigorgadis, previously jailed for injuring police officers and damaging state property during the March protest, walked free from Guldani Penitentiary. His release came after President Salome Zurabishvili granted him a pardon. On the 12th of April, the 21-year-old had been sentenced to 9 years by Tbilisi City Court Judge Sviad Sharadze. Just after his release, Grigorgadis wasted no time in making his stance clear. "The battle continues. We will meet at the rallies," he said, speaking to journalists outside the Guldani prison. Grigorgadis expressed his gratitude to President Salome Zurabishvili for the pardon, but didn't shy away from criticizing the system. He called out the judge's decision as politicized and blasted the controversial Russian law as a threat to Georgia's democratic values and its European aspirations. This marks his first public statement since his release from prison, clearly signaling his ongoing commitment to continued political activism. And to close, on Sunday the 21st, Tbilisi is going to have its first design festival on the 1st of May. Tamartin Sadze, the brain behind the Ad Black Sea Festival in Batumi, is setting up this new event in the capital. Festival will dive into communication design and user experience. Big-time designer Stefan Sagmeister will be there to give the main talk and tell the public about his book, Now is Better. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Listeners, we have an unusual question for you. Have you ever had to choose a restaurant or go to a movie or something like that with a group of friends or family? And it wasn't so easy to choose, took a long time, it's a little difficult, maybe a little unpleasant. Rorschach is working on a way to make that easier. If you're interested, we could use your help. You want to help us out, try out our solution, let us know at info@rorschach.com. And thank you. Nach vamos.